2020 marked the first year of Colorado's red flag law. It was only used once in Montezuma County and 111 times in the state as a whole. In this week's Health and Prevention Report, KSJD's Tay Glass examines what the past, present, and future look like for Colorado's red flag law.
Bria Kinsella lives in Mancos in Montezuma County.
You can hear her daughter and her niece giggling in the background.
Here are the girls, Sophia and Lily. There they
are. Hi, nice to meet you.
Kinsella is the executive director of Celebrating Healthy Communities. She identifies as liberal and a proud gun owner.
A funny joke that I like to tell my libertarian and more right-wing friends is that I'm so far left that I got my guns back.
But she's on the fence when it comes to Colorado's ERPO law. ERPO stands for Extreme Risk Protection Orders, but most people know ERPOs as red flag laws. They vary a little state to state, but generally ERPO laws are gun control measures that let police or family members petition the courts to remove firearms, specifically from a person who poses a significant risk to themselves or others.
And so if you're having a mental wellness crisis and someone can come take your firearm away, then chances are you'll make it through that crisis, right? On the flip side is that chances are the enforcement is going to be inequitable.
Do you think something like Colorado's red flag laws can ever be talked about as a nonpartisan issue?
This polarization is so intense, especially in Southwest Colorado. Like, you have very angry people on the right, and you have very angry people on the left.
Although Colorado's red flag law was only used once in Montezuma County in its first year, and just over 100 times statewide, there's been a lot of discussion about it recently. Part of that is to do with the recent shootings in Boulder and Colorado Springs. Depending on who you talk to, the red flag law could have made a difference. This is Eileen McCarron.
Is it fair to say, Eileen, that you're kind of one of the driving forces behind Colorado's red flag law, ERPO?
Well, I'll let you know this, that most people don't know that our organization was the driving force behind it here in Colorado.
McCarron is the president of Colorado Ceasefire Legislation.
Do you think that, I mean, had someone used ERPO or this red flag law, it could have prevented the shooting?
Yes. Absolutely.
This is all hypothetical, of course. It's not clear whether the shooter's family even knew about Colorado's red flag law, but McCarron thinks broader knowledge of this law could prevent unnecessary gun deaths in the future. And parts of Colorado's legislature seem to agree. In the wake of the Boulder shooting, they introduced a series of bills.
One of them would provide funding for the Gun Violence Prevention Office. One of their charges is to help educate the public on ERPO and other gun laws of the state.
The bill that would create the Office of Gun Violence Prevention is currently under consideration by the Colorado General Assembly. If it's approved, the office would exist within the Department of Public Health and Environment. Public health, not mental health. Colorado's red flag law very deliberately doesn't mention mental health.
Only a small portion of people who are mentally ill are violent. And there are people who are violent who are not mentally ill.
Daniel Finnelson is on the board of the Colorado State Shooting Association, Colorado's NRA affiliate. Finnelson's and McCarron's organizations don't always see eye to eye, but...
I don't think red flag laws are about mental health. I also don't think red flag law bills are about protecting people. Again, protecting people means that you allow them to defend themselves.
This is personal for Finnelson.
And as a school shooting survivor, I've seen what happens when those rights are taken away in a very liberal city when it comes to the gun issue, where we were not allowed to be armed, but the criminal didn't listen to the rules.
Finnelson was in his biology lab when a gunman killed one and injured two others at Seattle Pacific University in 2014. He thinks taking a person's gun away could stop that person from defending themselves.
We believe in personal responsibility for our own safety and our family's safety. We just don't think that government intervention is the way to produce a safer Colorado or a safer Cortez.
Dr. Emmy Betts is the founder of Colorado Firearm Safety Coalition. She did an exhaustive study of all of the uses of Colorado's red flag law in 2020.
ERPOs and red flag laws are an important option, but really the last resort. You know, this is sort of the equivalent of taking away your friend's driver's license instead of, you know, getting him a ride home from the bar when he's had too much to drink.
Betts thinks that, regardless of what side of the debate you're on, Coloradans should agree on one thing.
For me, it really comes back to the central point, the central belief that none of us wants to lose friends or family to firearm injuries or deaths.
And that's something I heard time and time again from people on both sides. Bria Kinsella from Durango had this to say.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be the conversations that happen in the bar or at the farm or at the bank line or whatever, where a person like me can look at a person way far right of me and have a conversation and remember that that person is human.
And there are certainly more conversations to be had. From KSJD in Cortez, I'm Tay Glass.
Health and prevention reporting on KSJD is made possible with support from Celebrating Healthy Communities, the Montezuma County Health Department, and Southwest Health System.